I'm going to talk to you about the kinder visit. Fraser will talk to you about Anzac Day and Chloe will talk to you about man visit. On the 24th of April, Senior P went to the Highton Preschool for a visit. He made a present for them. It was a memory puzzle and they really loved it. But not everyone got one because we didn't make the right amount. We made them by drawing a picture of the mount next to them. And then we laminated them and it looked good. We also coloured them and we coloured the background to make it stand out for the little kids. We walked down there because it wasn't really far. And they made things do things there. And at the end, when we went there, they said a big goodbye. And we had to walk back up the steep hill. I was puffed. Now we'll hand over to Fraser, who will talk to you about Anzac Day.
On Wednesday, the 26th of April, it was Anzac Day. We didn't have to go to school. On Anzac Day, some people went to services around Geelong. On Tuesday, the ballet school captain went to a service at Johnson's Park and laid a wreath. This year was the 92nd anniversary of when the Anzac landed at Gallipoli. We have Anzac Day to remember all the people who fought in wars. Anzac Day is celebrated in Australia and New Zealand. Now, here's Chloe to tell us about the man's visit.
On Monday, the 23rd of April, the Mayor of Geelong, Bruce Harwood, came to talk to the seniors about politics and what he does. He talked to Senior P and Senior K first, and then he talked to Senior H, Senior A and Senior B. I learned that sometimes he doesn't want to go to all the meetings, but he has to, and that the best thing about being mayor was being able to meet all the people. Before he was the mayor, Bruce Harwood was a policeman. He got voted in by the councillors and he became mayor. He stayed for half an hour and then left to talk to the other grades. Now he's Fraser talking about the demolition in the senior unit.
In the senior learning centre, they've knocked out most of the walls and started taking out some windows. In the bridge lane, they have nearly finished doing the boys and girls toilets. Yesterday, they poured all the concrete into the bridge lane. They have started smashing down the walls of the old office. They have ripped out all of the carpet which used to be there. At the back of the toilets, they have taken some tiles where the doors are going to be. That's all the news we have. Bye.
I'm David.
And I'm Leo.
And I'm Connor.
And we are doing a sports segment. First, I'll be telling about the district cross country at the Barn Valley Fun Park. Four schools participated in this event on the 26th of April. The schools were Mandama, Torquay, Leopold and Ballet. Ballet Primary School students have been practicing at their school by running two laps of the whole school once or twice a week. In the end, I think that Ballet did a great job. Some of the highlights were Isaac coming first in his age group, 9 to 10 boys, Hayley coming second in her age group, 11 girls, and last but not least, Leo with a great lead in first place all the way in the 12 to 13 boys. All these champions won themselves medals and made it into the next level, the zones. In case you don't know what the levels are, it goes to run with your school, then the districts with other schools within your district, then the zones, the schools within the Geelong region, then the states, all the schools in Victoria, and if you're good enough to make it into the state and get first, second or third, you wouldn't move on, but you'd get a medal, maybe, or a trophy. Now passing over to Connor to talk about the winter inter-school sports.
On the 18th of April, we started practicing winter school sports. On the 4th of May, we are going to verse Mandama. They're all different sports. They are football, soccer, t-ball, volley stars and netball. Each student gets to participate to their own sport they chose. I chose t-ball for my sport. I think Bella will do pretty well. You're probably wondering how to choose a sport. I'll tell you. Your teacher will give you a piece of paper and you write down the sport you want the most first and the one you don't want last. That is how you choose your sport. Now passing over to Leo, who will be talking to you about country championships in Shepparton.
Thank you. David from Ballet Primary School will be representing Geelong in the country championships in Shepparton. David will be in the age group under 11 boys. He has to drive up to Shepparton. Shepparton is on the border of Victoria and New South Wales. I hope David does really well because he's a talented player. I will now hand over to David to talk about Sarah with her horse competitions.
I'll be talking to Sarah about the equestrian team for dressage on horses. Where did you go to compete against the other people?
I went to Werribee.
What did you come overall in dressage?
Second.
What is the next stage you compete in? Now,
I compete in the Victorian team, so we go up to Queensland in December.
Thank you for listening to our podcast, and thank you, Sarah, for answering our questions. Bye.
Hi, and welcome to the Sound of the Week.
Hi, I'm Sarah, and this is Matt.
Hi.
We will tell you the sounds of the week for last week.
It was leaves getting scrunched. And Matt was right.
Now we are going to tell you the contestants' sound of the week.
First there is Chloe.
Howdy.
And another contestant is Olivia.
Hi.
And our last contestant is Chantelle.
Hi. The sound of the week is where we get three people to try and guess the sound that we play on the iPod.
And the sound is...
Chloe, what do you think this sound is?
Someone rubbing their hand on a tap.
Olivia, what do you think this sound is?
Is it a cart with squeaky wheels?
Chantelle, what do you think this sound is?
Is it someone with squeaky textures on a whiteboard?
They're all good guesses, but Chantelle was right. Goodbye.
Bye. And I are hosting Place of the Week for this week.
Yes, we are. See, what we have to do is think our places around the world and do some research. Then pick three people to tell five clues about our place.
Introducing our contestants. Contestant number one, Wade.
Hello.
Contestant number two, Sarah.
Go me.
And contestant number three, Olivia.
Woo, I can win this.
For our first clue is, our country is slightly larger than Arizona. Our second clue is, our country's longest border is with Switzerland.
Wade. Is it, Canada?
Sorry, Wade. That's not exactly true.
Our third clue is,
Pinocchio was written by a person from this country. Our fourth clue is,
the piano hails from this country.
Sarah, is it, Greece?
Sorry, Sarah.
Our fifth and final clue is,
that people from this country use horse meat in their food.
Is it, Italy?
Yes, Olivia. Congratulations, you win.
Thanks to our contestants and our listeners.
Tune in next week for another round of Place of the Week.
Hello, this is Stefan Chantel. Our segment is Personality of the Week, where we're going to interview interesting people in our community. This week's personality is Christy Harrison, our student teacher from America.
So to start this interview, where in America are you from, Christy?
I am from Georgia, and it is one of the southeastern states in the United States.
Why did you decide to come to Australia?
When I first decided I wanted to study abroad, we were given three options, and I picked Australia as my first, and like most Americans, I wanted to come here because of the beautiful beaches and surfing that I heard about, and to see some of the animals that are native to Australia, such as the koala, kangaroo, wallaby, and it's been everything I thought it would be, so.
Do any of your relatives live here?
I actually heard that I have a third cousin who is supposedly living somewhere in Australia, but I'm not positive, so.
What are some of the first or bigger differences you noticed between Australia and America?
When I first came here, a lot of the words that you guys use, you shorten them. So for example, sunglasses or sunnies, isn't that what you call sunglasses? And you call a bathroom or restroom a toilet, which, you know, it's a toilet, but we call them different things. So that was, you know, it was interesting, and it took some time to get used to because it was just hard to figure out what you guys were saying. But let's see, what else? Another big difference. Gosh, it's very similar to America. Very, very similar. Maybe the town that we live in here is smaller than the towns back home, but besides that.
And finally, is Australia what you thought it would be?
When I came here, I didn't know what to expect. So I never really had any, you know, expectations of it before this. And I thought that Australia was all kind of an outback area, and I think a lot of Americans think that. And I thought that would be really warm, hot, and sunny, and I didn't bring a lot of fall clothes, and so now I know that it is cold here. And so for the most part, it's what I expected it to be. Beautiful beaches and sunny days. There are also cold days.
Thank you for being on our show today, Kirsty.
Thank you.
Listen in next week for a different personality.
Bye.
My name's Olivia.
And my name's Emily.
And we're going to be your hosts for today. I'll now hand over to Emily to introduce the contestants and the topic for today.
Thank you, Olivia. The topic is children's novels. And now, for our first contestant, Kira.
I was at the supermarket when my phone rang to tell me I was on. I couldn't believe it.
Good luck. Now, our second contestant is James.
I can't believe I'm on the radio. I would like to say hi to my mum, my dad, my
friend. Okay, that's enough. Now, our last contestant is Reed.
This is going to be awesome. I always listen to Crazy Questions, but I never dreamed that I could ever be on it.
Okay, time to get started. Olivia is now going to tell you your buzzer. Listen carefully.
Ramona, your buzzer is quack quack.
Now, Darren, quit it.
Your buzzer is rap rap.
And Kira, your buzzer is meow meow. Everyone remember. Now, let's get started. The first question is, what is the name of the fifth book in the Harry Potter series?
Ruff Ruff.
Yes?
Harry Potter and the Half-Blood Prince.
Ooh, Claire, sorry, but that's not right. You're on zero. The second question is, who is the author of Unseen?
Paul Jennings.
Nice answer. You're on one. Now, the third question. Hands on your buzzers. R.L. Stein wrote a series called Goose What?
Meow meow meow.
Oh. Yes, Kira?
Goosebumps.
Correct. You're on two. The final question. The author of Nancy Drew, Caroline.
Meow meow.
Ruff ruff. Yes, Kira?
Drew.
No, sorry. Any meow. Other?
Ruff ruff.
Yes, James?
Jennings.
No. Okay, time's up. Well done, everyone. But there can only be one winner today. Kira! Congratulations.
Well, that's all for today.
Bye!
Hi, I'm Doug.
And I'm Alex. And welcome to TechSeg on Bella FM. In this week's show, we'll be uncovering facts about the Mac.
In Senior P, we use the Mac for downloading podcasts just like this one. We also use a program exclusive to the Mac called GarageBand. Here is an example of what you can make on GarageBand.
Did you like that? Well, that's just a quick one done by a couple of amateurs. You could probably make the whole album in just 3 hours. To make a song, you need to pick what type of music you want to play, then click and drag it into the stage.
Then you can move, repeat, lengthen, or shorten that piece of music. Then add more until it has satisfied your musical need.
By changing the tempo, timing, and volume of each piece, you can make your very own song. After you have completed your masterpiece, you can either save it, put it in an iPod, or use it as background music on a movie.
Unless you're under 5 years old or really don't like using computers, the Mac is perfect for you. We hope you liked our segment today on Max. So join us next week for another interesting tech seg.
See ya.
Welcome to Word of the Week. Today, your hosts are Claire and Bethany. Word of the Week is a game show where your hosts, Bethany and I, will choose a word.
We will say the meaning, the first letter, and the clue to help you uncover the word.
Now let's meet our contestants.
Contestant number one,
Jane.
Hi.
Contestant number two,
Emily.
Hi.
Contestant number three, Kira.
Hi.
Now let's get on with the show.
The meaning of this word won't give it away.
The meaning of this word means to cheat or mystify someone. The first letter is B.
Don't worry, you're not the only ones mystified by our word. It is puzzled etymologists for over 300 years.
The clue for this week's word is, the word was once slang, but now it is considered just standard English.
Let's ask the contestants what they think. Contestant one.
Bumpkin.
Ooh, great answer. Contestant number two.
Is it butterscotch?
Wow, good answer.
Contestant three.
Bamboozle.
Well done to all our contestants. Now for the moment of truth.
Jane, you were so close,
but unfortunately you were incorrect.
Emily, you were not far off, but you were incorrect as well.
Kira, you were correct. The word was bamboozle. Thank you to all of our contestants. Talk to you next time on... Word, 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 oh.